Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is John Mullins, and in this show, we're going to discuss uses for the flashback query feature. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions along the way you would like to ask me, please use the question or comment boxes provided. All right, let's go ahead and let's talk about the flashback query feature. All right, you may have heard of the flashback feature before. I'm always surprised about from the number of people that have not heard about the flashback query feature. You know, we're at Oracle 11G right now, and it's been out for some time already. And the flashback query feature first came out in Oracle 9i. And basically, in a nutshell, what allows us to do is to go back and look at data as it looked sometime in the past. You know, that alone sounds kind of cool, that we can go back and look at data that's 2 hours old or a day old or whatever how far back we want to go there. Now, we need to know that, you know, for the most part, this feature is going to be out there running for you. Okay. However, it is possible for somebody to actually disable it as well. You know, the prerequisite we need here is for a feature called undo management to be in auto mode, which is the default in Oracle databases and is the recommendation from Oracle as well. So if that's the default and that's the recommendation from Oracle, then we better be running in auto mode. I don't think there's too many database administrators out there that want to run in manual mode for rollback segments or for undo segments. We've got plenty of other things to do, and undo management has proven, in auto mode, has proven to be pretty efficient for us so far. All right, so as long as we've got that role in there, we can use the flashback query feature. What it allows us to do is we're just going to do basic SQL type statements and access data as it looks sometime in the past. We have two options there. We can take our entire session back in time, okay? Or we can take just an individual statement back in time. So we can leave our session in the present and put our statement back in time. I prefer kind of using the statement back in time because it gives me a lot of flexibility, and here's why. If I take my session back in time, it'll take my entire session back in time, and from that point on, any SQL I issue will be against the old data. Now, here's the limitation I have. When my session is back in time, I cannot do any changes. In other words, you cannot change the past. So you're able to read data. So I can kind of go back in time, take a peek at the data, come back to the present, and then do with that whatever I want. Now, why would we want to go back and look at old data? Well, maybe to fix data that's in the present. You know, that's the biggest reason. Other reasons might be to identify trends or just to verify that our data is progressing at a certain rate. So in other words, if I look at my orders table this afternoon and I see that there's 15,000 orders in the table, that might surprise me because I could have swore earlier today when I looked out there was nowhere near that number of orders. Well, I could use the flashback query feature possibly, go back and count the number of orders from 4 hours ago and see how it compares to the present. And I might find that, hey, sure enough, we didn't have very many orders this morning. What's going on? Or I may look at it and say, oh, I guess we had more orders than I thought. All right, so the flashback at the session level is done through a package called dbms_flashback. And we can just enable at a certain time, go back to that date and time, do our queries, and then disable it and come back to the present. With the statement level flashback, what it involves is this, is an as of timestamp clause that's an extension to the from clause. So in other words, I can select some data from some table as of timestamp, and then give Oracle the timestamp that I want to go back to. So just that statement will go back in time, look at the old data, and then I can do with it whatever I want in the present. Now, the really nice thing about that is if I'm trying to fix data, if that's what my intent is, that select statement I write with the as of timestamp option, I can use that as a subquery in my update statement, and I can update my current table based on data from the past. So that would be one good example of how I might use the flashback query feature. Now, how far back can I go? Well, there's a parameter called undo retention that the database administrators could set. All right, it's by default, it's set at 15 minutes or 900 seconds, and that's just a target. There's no guarantee by default. So what will happen there is if you do an update and then you do a commit, for example, the clock will start ticking. He's going to try to keep your data around for 15 minutes. If he does not need that space for anything else, he'll keep it longer than 15 minutes. I've seen sometimes it's set at 15 minutes, and we can still go back a week and see the data, depending on the size of our undo table space, depending on the activity in our database. Are we doing a lot of changes or not? So that undo retention target there, we might be able to extend that if Oracle doesn't need the space. Or what if Oracle does need the space for another transaction? He may actually take that away from us earlier. In other words, he'll pre-expire our data there. So there's no guarantee. If it's set at 15 minutes or 2 hours or 4 hours, if you don't guarantee the retention, we don't know when it will go away. Now, the database administrators have the option for the undo table space to guarantee retention. What that means is we can guarantee the retention through an option with the undo table space. And if we set it at 2 hours, the undo retention, from the point in time that you do your commit, Oracle's going to guarantee he's going to keep your data around for at least 2 hours. Okay, when that time is up, if he doesn't need the space for anything else, he'll keep it longer. If he needs it for something else, then it's fair game to replace it with some other transaction data. Now, this flashback query feature, any place that you can issue SQL from, you can use it from there. You can also use it in some of Oracle's different utilities and tools that are out there, like Oracle Data Pump, for example. We're talking about the Oracle, say, export utility, things like that as well. So there's parameters in there for the flashback feature also. So remember, if we do it at the statement level, we're going to use the as of timestamp clause or option, which is an extension to the from clause. If we're going to do it at the session level, we're going to use the DBMS underscore flashback package, which we'll need to have the execute privilege on that package in order to do that. Otherwise, we'll have to set the undo management parameter to auto if it's not already, and we'll want to set the undo retention to some reasonable amount. Okay, if you're going to need to keep data around for a long period of time, so we don't want to set the undo retention to 1 week. That's going to burden our undo table space, which contains all the changes in our database that are happening. So we don't want to do that. If you're going to keep the data around for long periods of time, you may want to consider using a history table or an archive table or something like that. Or when you get to Oracle 11G, one of the new flashback features there is to do a flashback data archive, which basically moves your data from the undo table space like we're looking at here to its own table space, and you can have your own retention over there. That way you're not interfering with the undo table space that's on the system there. Okay, so in Oracle, the flashback query feature was the very first flashback feature made available, and that was in Oracle 9i. And then Oracle enhanced that with, I'll just list some of the other flashback features so you're aware of them. The flashback transaction query, flashback versions query, which are both extensions to the flashback query feature. You had the flashback table feature, the flashback drop feature, which is similar to the flashback table, but only for drops rather than deleting data. And then you have the flashback database feature. So sometimes in Oracle 10G, you hear Oracle describe it as one of the features is flashback everything. That last one being the flashback database feature, which eases and lowers the risk of problems whenever the database administrators have to do what's called an incomplete recovery. So use the flashback query feature to look at data as it looked in the past, for whatever your reason is, to fix data or to identify trends or to confirm data, whatever your purpose is there. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question box or comment box. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for John Mullins. If there's a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment boxes provided. Thank you for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.